Thanks for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight.
Phil, something's wrong here.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media short guy. And of course, Scott, the Broncos wish that they were down and playing in the Super Bowl this Sunday, but a lot of guys have found their way to Arizona to take part in some of the festivities this week.
Exactly. It's one of the great things about social media is that our fans can keep track of our players even though the season is over. One of those things this week was the Madden Bowl. Was Thursday night, and a lot of our players were represented there. DT, Von Miller, Brandon Marshall all made an appearance. Wes Welker did too, it seems like. And then earlier in the week, Brandon Marshall actually did some reading to kids to help out the Wade Smith Foundation.
A lot of charitable things just like that. Brock Osweiler looked like he switched out his helmet for an apron.
Right. Probably one of the tallest cooks that has ever been in a kitchen. But he took part in the Gridiron Chef Throwdown to benefit the Pat Tillman Foundation. Obviously, lots of people know about Pat Tillman. He is a former Sun Devil. Brock Osweiler is a former Sun Devil. And that is a great event down there in Phoenix. And then another Broncos quarterback, Peyton Manning, capped off the week by winning the 2015 Bart Starr Award for his contributions off the field.
Yeah, definitely. Peyton Manning's foundation, the Payback Foundation, has done so much. They've given back more than $10 million to at-risk kids in all the places that Peyton has played. So that's Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, and, of course, his home state of Louisiana. Broncos TV was down there, so you can find a bunch of stories on DenverBroncos.com later in the day on Friday. For Scott Ward, I'm Phil Milani. Thanks for joining us.